What's up, all you awesome anglers? Welcome back to the Largemouth Angler Podcast, where we help you pull more fish in. It is me again, Herschel, your host, and the Largemouth Angler, just a largemouth guy that loves catching those largemouth bass. I know that bass fishing can be hard and it takes a lot of time that we don't have to be crazy awesome at it, but I'm here to help you with those tips and tricks to make the most of that little time and just catch more fish. Sunglasses. Yes, sunglasses. They're super important. Maybe I notice it here more in Texas, the importance of it, that is, but they mainly protect your eyes from the sun. With a good pair, you can actually see, though, what's going on underwater. And the crazy thing is that there's tons of brands out there, and then within them, a ton of styles. And not just styles as in the look, how they look on you themselves, the fashion of it, but the actual lenses themselves. And the thing is, those lenses, the color that is, makes a difference. And the very first thing that I'd say to look at when you're trying to find a good pair of sunglasses, especially those for fishing, is right off the bat, across the board, get a pair of polarized glasses. With polarization, it just cuts the glare from the water and you can see stuff like fish better underwater. This is truly the most important thing to look for whenever you're getting a pair of sunglasses for fishing. Polarized sunglasses are going to be much, much, much better than those that aren't. If you haven't used them before, once you do, you'll get why they're so good. The only downside that I feel that they have, and this is kind of more of a recent thing that we would notice versus anything else, is that it makes seeing your phone screen hard because it only works at certain angles with the way that the lenses themselves are filtering out light. I have a castable fish finder that uses my smartphone to display everything, and unless I look at my phone a certain way or I take my sunglasses off, I can't even see the screen. It's like a black blob. I've purchased many different brands over the years, and actually, I have a few different brands right now that I own. And at the time of recording this, my personal favorite is the Costa brand. They're expensive, I know. But the thing is, they're pretty stout. They've got an amazing warranty. I am very tough on everything that I use, and I pretty much destroy stuff that says it's indestructible. Like, they say the case is life-proof, but trust me, it's not Herschel-proof. Costa has a great warranty to work with. Basically, you just pay a small processing fee and ship it back to them. And sometimes, like in my case, I got a brand new pair of sunglasses for $20, which this actually was also a warranty pair. When the Bassmaster Classic was here in Houston a few years ago, I went to the convention center for the show, and at Costa's booth, they're doing cleaning exchanges, and I was just going to go get my lenses cleaned. I thought my sunglasses were fine, but they looked at them and they're like, okay, so you want to do an exchange? And I was like, cool, yeah. So right then and there, they swapped out the pair, no questions asked, for $0. So I'm happy with that purchase that I made many years ago. I do have some other brands that I like as well, but for the high end, those are my current favorite. I do want to try out some others like the Wiley X brand. Apparently they've got some of these seals that block out the light from all the sides as well. Which is really what I want to try out. But right now, unless I get a sponsor or something on that, I'll have to wait a bit before I can try them out. Okay. Really what I wanted to get into though, lens color, which ones and what they are best used for. So all the brands that I'm using right now are a blue mirror. I use a blue mirror because they are amazing for super bright sun. Going back to the Bassmaster Classic, the guy at the Costa booth, he told me that here in Houston, the blue mirror is by far the number one color pick. Now that makes sense because we have a ton of offshore fishing going on and it is great for the sun that is just right in your face, full blown in the glare from the water. It is the best color for harsh sunshine and it protects well for a long time. So if you're somewhere like me that has big sun, this color is great. And even maybe just a good color for some of you that just want to use it in the summertime when the sun is the most brutal. The next color, which I've actually also owned this color before, I just don't currently have anything like that, is an amber lens. Now you might also call them brown or copper. They're typically three different colors, but they all kind of do the same thing and they're very close in color. When light changes a lot, They work great. They are really, really good for early morning or later in the day or overcast. The last pair I had, it was like my driving, fishing, overall great pair. I love wearing them. Wearing them in the rain. I feel like that it actually helped me see better because the way it worked with the color and everything else. And light's constantly changing in the rain. This color is good for sight fishing, and it works really good with shallow water. For sight fishing, I don't think you can get a better color. If you do want something like a general all-purpose color for fishing, then just go with something like gray. Like, if you're only going to have one pair, it's probably your best choice. They have really good contrast. They work pretty much in any light condition. I say pretty much because in low light conditions, they may be a little dark, but they're also a pretty safe bet if you don't really know what color you want to get. Gray sunglasses are the closest that you can get to having things look like you're not even wearing sunglasses at all. In other words, it looks almost the same, except you get that protection for your eyes. And in the case of polarized lenses, the added benefit of being able to see through the water. I remember when I was a kid, we went on this road trip to see family, and it was near dark outside. By the way, I'm talking about a different color, but my dad was still wearing sunglasses, and they looked funny. They were yellow. Yellow lenses are great for that early morning or late afternoon. They're super bright. They bring in more sunlight, so they work great in low light conditions or for those times where you probably wouldn't wear sunglasses at all. But that being said, this color is not great for super bright sun. Early morning, late in the day, super overcast, that's best for the yellow. And the last thing that you'll see are colors with a different base color. So for example, the blue mirror lenses that I use have a gray base to them. So they're really like a gray lens, the blue mirror on the outside. You basically get the benefits of both. And there's also things like a green mirror with a copper base, which are going to help with the sight fishing in the full sun and provide a high contrast as well. You really get two colors in one and the best of both worlds. Really, lens color is a thing of preference. It depends on the type of fishing that you're doing, kind of like picking out a fishing rod. There's no best color really for a single person, and it might take a little bit to figure out what works best for you, but it's still an important choice to make. And that's all I've got for you today. I'd really like, actually, I know this sounds weird, but I'd like to know your favorite lens color. What you think works best for you, and maybe why, where you're at. Is it because you have more of this type of weather or another type of weather, whatever it may be? Let me know on the Insta. I'm the_largemouth_angler, or you can just check the show notes for any of my other handles, email, whatever. Please just take a second to rate this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Of course, I'm sure it's 5 stars. If you'd like to help out, support, be a sponsor of this podcast, please go to anchor.fm/largemouthed-angler and click on support. This is also in the show notes. And keep those lines tight. Remember that, yes, while bass fishing is hard, we don't have a ton of time to do it. I'm here to hopefully help you with those tips and tricks that you need to make the most of that little time and just catch more fish. This is the Largemouth Angler Podcast, voiced by me, Herschel, the Largemouth Angler, a largemouth guy that just loves to catch largemouth bass. Keep it real, you awesome anglers. Adios.